will, Mark chapter number 10. And I had no idea I was going back here when I left this morning, but God's took us back to Mark chapter 10. And I believe this is where the Lord have us to go tonight. You pray for us tonight. God help us. I don't do this very often, but I believe the Lord have me to believe I'll be in order of doing this. I got a special request as your pastor, if you will. Every one of you has got a special request that you pray for my throat, if you will. And this old cough I've still got. This morning time we got done, we was choked up, couldn't even talk when we got out. Barely could get through the message. And it's just giving me a fit, to be totally honest with you. So I appreciate the Lord helping me every time he does, and he helps me, amen. He does. I'll come in sometimes and think there ain't no way I can do it, Lord, and he takes hold of us and takes care of it. But I sure would ask if you'd just pray for us, the Lord help me get rid of this. I don't know what it is. We've had it for back in November, about 10 weeks, what we've had it seemed like, and just need some help with it. So I ask you as a church, if you will, just pray for us, and Lord, take care of that, I know, okay? So help me pray about that. The book of Mark, chapter number 10, and we'll look in verse number 46 tonight. Stand with us, if you will, for the reading of God's Word. We're going to dwell on blind Bartimaeus tonight and look a little bit at him. This morning we preached about the wayside, and stay out of the wayside, stay out of the ditch, I guess you'd say. And that's kind of the thought of the message this morning. And I'm going to be honest with you, I studied all evening long. And Lord's got a sense of humor, I know that. He's got a sense of humor. I studied all evening long, was about ready to pull a panic cord, worried, wringing my hands, jumping up and down. Thought, well, maybe we'll have a testimony service, maybe we'll have a song service, but I didn't have nothing. And within about 2 minutes of me leaving, I got a 7-point outline that quick. Man, Lord's got a sense of humor, the only thing I know, amen. I'm telling you, good when it's like that, though. So you help us tonight, help us pray tonight. And I want to preach on how to get out of the ditch. How to get out of the ditch. We want to tag on to what we preached on this morning. And I thought about this coming down the road. If I told you to get out of the wayside and didn't tell you how to do it, I'd be in pretty bad shape, wouldn't I? Wouldn't be much of a pastor. So what I want to do tonight is we want to look at blind Bartimaeus and see how he got out of the wayside, how he got out of that ditch. And I believe that'll be the thought of the message tonight. Look with us in verse 46. The Bible says here, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and to say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Let's pray. Our Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy and your long-suffering. God, thank you for the opportunity we have, Lord, just to be in your house. Lord, we know tonight, Lord, we're nothing. Lord, we don't claim to be. And Father, we need your help tonight. Lord, I pray, Father, you take the word of God. Let it go out in the hearts of your people. Let it find lodging places, Lord, I pray, in the hearts of your people, that it might bring forth repentance, Lord, and we might walk a little closer to tomorrow than we would today. And Lord, I pray, Father, that we'd always follow you exactly where you'd have us to go, Lord, I ask. Father, you know my frame this evening. God, I pray you'd help us. Oh, Lord, give us that fresh touch, that fresh oil. Anoint my voice this evening, God, that I might be able to lift it to the heavens. I might be able, God, to preach the word of God. Lord, just do that that needs to be done in every heart, in each one. Lord, I pray your will be done in all things. Lord, we love you this evening. We'll stop just for a minute and say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us, how you've blessed us, how you've been good to us, and letting us give. Lord, what a blessing it is here to see the church give. And Lord, I just want to stop, and I want to thank you for that. Oh, God, help us today to be obedient always to thy Spirit. Help us always to follow you, Lord, I pray. Have your will your way. Give me fresh oil, fresh unction, Lord, and I'll give you praise that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. I want to look here, and again, I want to preach on how to get out of the ditch. Talking about blind Bartimaeus here. We know the wayside there. We mentioned that this morning, and we kind of nailed that down, that the wayside there was talking beside the road. And we talked about how that there's no place in your King James Bible that you'll find that there's anything good on the wayside. It's everything bad, everything I see. There, as I began to study, it was nothing good on the wayside. So I guess I could say this as we look as an introduction into this message here, is how to get out of the wayside. In other words, we need to stay out of that place. But if you do get into that place, how to get out of the ditch and how to get out of the wayside. And I believe we can look here in blind Bartimaeus' life and what happened to him. And I believe we can see some ways, and I believe we can see exactly how to get out of the wayside. I want you to notice, if you will, verse 47 to start out with here. We got about seven things we're going to give you tonight. And as I began to look at this, I began to think about old blind Bartimaeus sitting there. He's got his cup out there. He's begging for just a little bit of something from somebody. He's begging for somebody to come by and give him a little help. Somebody to come by and just give him a little something to sustain him. Give him something that might just fill that emptiness down inside of him, if you will, or might even come. And I guess you'd say this, to go to the extremes of giving him his sight. I thought about him sitting there, and no doubt him and his condition of where he's at. He's just a begging, but I bet you one thing, I bet he ain't begging somebody to give him his sight. I bet he had no idea that he's going to get his sight that day. He's just looking for maybe a couple of mites, like that little widow woman was talking about a minute ago. Maybe he's looking for somebody just to give him a little food, or maybe somebody to give him a little bit of a little clothes, or a little bit of comfort, or whatever. He's just looking for something little. He sure ain't looking for the Son of God to come by and him actually get his sight back. But I remember one day when I was in that condition, amen. I remember one day when I was lost and I was headed for a place called hell. I didn't have no spiritual eyesight whatsoever. I had none whatsoever. And all I was looking for was somebody to give me a little help, somebody to give me a little relief. And yet the Son of God come by, amen. And when he come by, you know what he did? He gave me more than I could ever imagine. He gave me something greater than I could ever imagine, amen. He not only gave me a little bit of help, he not only gave me a little bit of something to encourage me, something to lift me up, he gave me, amen, life, and he gave me sight, and I'm glad he did, amen. Somebody ought to say amen, hallelujah right there, amen. I'm glad I got my sight one day, amen. And as we look at this, I thought about old blind Bartimaeus. He's in that condition, and boy, he sure ain't thinking that Jesus is coming by, but Jesus did, amen. Let me give you number one. I believe the cry, if you will, of blind Bartimaeus. If you look verse 47 there, the Bible says this, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. I believe his cry there, boy, I believe it was loud, amen. You know why he cried out? It's because that Jesus come by, amen. Do you remember the night that Jesus come by your way? You know what you did? You cried out to him, didn't you? Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 over there, with a mouth confession is made. Amen. We go to crying out to him. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, he had to cry out to Jesus. He had to want it down in his heart to come out of that ditch, come out of that wayside, and he began to cry out, and began to cry out to Jesus, and say, Jesus, thou Son of David. He acknowledged him for who he was. You notice that? Amen. In his cry, he not only cried out and tried to tell Jesus who he was and tried to tell Jesus what his problem was, but he also acknowledged Jesus for who he was. Amen. If you got saved one day, you know what you did? You told Jesus your condition. You told Jesus right exactly where he is at, and you acknowledged him for who he is. Amen. If you didn't, amen, you ain't saved tonight.
Amen. If you've not, hey, you listen to me, everybody look this way. If you have not got a place and a time in your life where you knelt down and you looked at Jesus and said, hey, I'm nothing but an old wretched sinner, and you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and all righteous and all holy, then you are not saved tonight. Amen. Amen. That's according to the Word of God. But there's a time in my life that I cried out. Amen. Oh, thank God for the night I cried out. Thank God for the night I cried out to Jesus. As we looked there, I thought about his cry. If you notice verse 48 there, we'll get ahead of ourselves just a little bit right here, but that'll be all right. Bible says here, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. His cry wasn't just one time. His cry wasn't just a little bit. His cry wasn't real quiet. Hey, listen, you ever heard anybody cry quietly? You ever heard anybody holler quietly? Amen. You ever heard the old saying, somebody learned to whisper in a sawmill? Everybody heard that statement? They learned to whisper in a sawmill. Listen, I believe that's the way old blind Bartimaeus was. Jesus walked by and he didn't just say, hey, Jesus, son of David. That's about where I am in my throat sometimes, amen, lately. But he didn't say, Jesus, thou son of David. You know what he did? Boy, he cried out just as loud as he could. I mean, there's a crowd coming behind Jesus. I mean, there's people all around. The disciples are there everywhere. I mean, there's a great crowd. And he goes out and he cries out and says, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And then the crowd looks at him and says, shh, be quiet. Amen. Be quiet, don't say nothing. No, you know what he did? He wasn't quiet. He cried out the more. Amen. He cried out the more. Do you remember the night you got saved? Amen. When you stepped out of that pew or you knelt down on your knees, there wasn't nobody going to stop you from getting saved. Amen. You needed some help. And you was a crying out to Jesus for that help. Boy, you was a crying out as loud as you could. Amen. For that help. Listen, as we look at this, I thought about the cry of blind Bartimaeus. I'll be honest with you tonight. There's some folk that need to cry out to Jesus tonight. There's some folk that need to quit being so quiet and cry out to Jesus. Amen. I thought about this. I'll jump on ahead, and it's not in the message, but this won't cost you nothing. It'll be free. I wonder what he said after he got his sight. I wonder what he said after that last verse I read to you there where he said by his faith he received his sight. You reckon blind Bartimaeus got ready to go home and said, well, I got my sight. Just walked right on, walked in the house, never told his wife, never told nobody about it. Do you reckon that's what happened? No. I got a feeling he might even be in heaven today still crying about it. Amen. He might be still telling it. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm preaching to some Christian folk tonight. God's been good to you. God's saved your soul. God's give you a life. Amen. God's give you life eternal. Amen. Why in the world are we quiet about it? Why are we not proclaiming it to the top of our lungs? Why ain't we still crying out? Amen. We should be still lifting our voices to the heavens and saying, thank you, Jesus, for what you done. Telling everybody, let me tell you what Jesus done for me. Amen. The cry of blind Bartimaeus. You know what it'll do? It'll get you out of that ditch. Amen. You don't need to stay in that ditch. You need to get out of that ditch. First thing you're going to have to do is you're going to cry after the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Number two, I thought about the charge of the crowd. We looked at this just a little bit. Verse number 48 there, the Bible says this, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal. In other words, they tried best to be quiet. They didn't want him to say anything. They didn't want him to shout out like that. He said, be quiet. I thought to myself, God help these people. I thought to myself, God help these people. I wonder if these people have not passed blind Bartimaeus many times. I wonder if they ain't been in their traveling, come through Jericho there, and come by this man there that's trying to beg for money, trying to beg for something, and they've walked by him and looked at him so many times and come right by and did absolutely nothing. And now he begins to cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they don't care anything about him. They're looking at him and say, shh, be quiet. Don't say nothing, be quiet. I say, God help him, folk. And if you and I are that away, I say, God help us. If we don't have enough compassion on folk, We don't have enough compassion on people to want to see them get saved and want to see them get born again. I say, God, help us. Amen. I believe there's more than just one there that need to be saved. Amen. It's just one. It was more than one there that needed Jesus. Preacher, who was that? I believe that was all that crowd that was trying to tell him to be quiet. The Bible does not say who they were. The Bible does not say if his disciples were some of them. It does not say. But whoever that crowd was, they needed Jesus more than the blind Bartimaeus did. Amen? Hey, listen, I believe that crowd there, the charge they gave him there was to be quiet. But you know what he did? He ignored that charge. Amen. He said, sometimes you got to ignore a charge. Amen. When somebody charges you to do something that's contrary to the Word of God or that is not right, you need to go against that charge. Amen. You don't need to keep that charge. And that's what blind Bartimaeus did. Boy, he got back, he's reared back and just cried out a little louder and said, "Hey, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. I preached this morning. I've got to hit this one more time. Can't go, listen. Can't go by it without hitting it one more time. Did you notice what he said there? He said, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Can I say one more time? There's mercy in the ditch. There's mercy on the wayside. Amen. That's a whole other message. Amen. There's mercy on the wayside. Oh, listen. There ain't much that's good over there, but there's one thing that lasts over there, and that's the mercy of God. Amen. His mercy endureth forever. Look, number three. Not only that, do we find the cry of Bartimaeus. We find the charge of the crowd. But I notice here in verse number 49, I find the command of Jesus. Amen. I like the command of Jesus. Amen. Verse 49, the Bible says this, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth for thee." I like that. Amen. I underlined in my Bible, and you can if you write in your Bible, the first statement there. "And Jesus stood still." Hey, I like it when Jesus stands still. Amen. Many times in the Bible, and I preached a message on this years ago, just on that topic. "And Jesus stood still." You find that in the Scriptures. Whenever Jesus stood still, those things happen. Amen. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He healed the blind. He healed the lame. He healed. Amen. Hey, something happens when Jesus stands still. Ain't you glad when he comes by our way and stands still right beside us? Amen. I remember that night as a 14-year-old boy when he stood still. He come by my way. I was sitting back where Marshall's at, and he come by and just stood still right beside of me. Amen. Oh, I like it that way. Amen. I like it when he comes in here and stands still every now and then. Amen. Oh, what a blessing. But he stood still. But notice what else he did. He didn't just stand still, but notice what else the Bible says, verse 49. "And commanded him to be called." Can I say that this way? Jesus' command overrides the crowd's charge. Hey, can I say that one more time? Just so that'll settle in. Jesus' command overrides the charge of the crowd. Amen. You know what he did? He commanded him to be called. He stood still and began to listen to that cry and said, "Bring him to me." He said, "Bring him to me." And the thing I like about it, if you notice in the Scripture there, it says, And they told blind Bartimaeus. You know what they said? "Be a good comfort. It's all right. Jesus called for you." I wonder who it was that made that statement. I almost want, and this is might be just thinking in my old fleshly mind here just a little bit. The Bible don't say, so just, If it's wrong, if you disagree with me, just hold and let me have my time, okay? I think it might be that crowd that tried to keep him quiet was the same crowd that had to look at him and say, "Be a good comfort, he calleth for thee," amen? Just so they need a little bit of crow. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. I believe that would be the case, amen? But the fact of the matter is that Jesus commanded him to be called. Oh, thank God for the night when he commanded me to be called. Amen. There's many all around me. Didn't even have a place to get in the altar myself. It was on a revival night. Charles Worthy was preaching, and I had to get on the pew right there. There's a crowd there. But Jesus stood still and commanded. Amen. Oh, thank God when he commands you to be brought. What a blessing there. Let me show you verse number 49 also. Not only was a command for him to be called, But notice what the Bible says here. The Bible says this, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Called. Oh, listen. He not only commanded. Now, listen. The command didn't go to blind Bartimaeus. Notice that scripture now. The command did not go to blind Bartimaeus. The command went to the crowd to call blind Bartimaeus. The actual call went to blind Bartimaeus. It went to him. It went directly to him. I say one more time, boy, he's in the crowd. But yet that call went out to him. Boy, I appreciate that message Brother David preached to you, I believe it's Tuesday night there, about one. I believe that's the best in the week. About one, just that one, amen. I was that one day, and you was too. Thank God I heard that call. That call came straight to me, amen, from the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. I'm glad this evening I can say that I know, that I know, that I know that I've heard his call, amen. He called me one day. Oh, listen, verse 49. I'm glad he called me one day. If you notice verse 50 away, not only do we find the cry of Bartimaeus, the charge of the crowd, we find the command of Jesus. We find the call of blind Bartimaeus. Then I thought about this, the casting away of Bartimaeus. Notice verse number 50. The Bible says this, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Oh, what a blessing. He cast away his garment. Got rid of anything that would hold him. I wonder what he looked like. Could you stop just for a minute and think about what blind Bartimaeus looked like? Well, let's just do a little deductive reasoning here. He is begging. You ever seen somebody that's begging dressed up in a three-piece suit? Got $100 shoes on? Got a $10 haircut? Dressed up slick looking good? No. He didn't look good. No. He had old rags on. Probably tore rags. Probably stunk to high head. Probably had dirt all over. Listen. He didn't look good at all. And he had that garment on. And I thought to myself, that's a picture of sins, what it is. That's a picture of sin. You know what he did? He chunked off anything that would keep him from going to Jesus. Do you remember when Jesus come by and called you? You was ready to get rid of anything and everything that would keep you from going to Jesus. If there's anything that would trip you up, if there's anything that would hinder you, you chunked it off and you got rid of it. Amen? Somebody say amen right there. If you didn't, you better say amen. If you haven't already, you need to. Amen? You need to chunk all that junk off. Anything that will hinder you from living for Christ, you need to get rid of it. Amen? Completely. The casting off of Bartimaeus was anything that he had that would keep him from getting his sight, that would keep him from getting what he needed. Amen. I thought to myself again, going back to the first of the message there, blind Bartimaeus, when he's begging, he's just asking for a few alms. He's just asking for a little bit of money. He's asking for some garments or something. That's all he's asking for until he hears the Son of God's coming by. When Jesus comes by, he knows he can get more than that. Amen. He knows that there's a source there that he can have what his heart desires. I'm going to get to that here in just a minute. But he can get exactly what he needs and get exactly what he needs in his life. Boy, he chunks everything and anything and everything that would stop him from getting to Jesus. Amen. The casting off of Bartimaeus. He casts off everything that might stop him there. Amen. Notice with me also verse number 51. The Bible says verse number 51, and Jesus answered and said, that's enough shout on right there. And Jesus answered and said, I say glory to God for that. Devil's trying his best to choke me to death tonight, but I'm going to keep on preaching, amen, because I'm enjoying this. I don't know if you are or not, amen. And Jesus answered and said, do you realize what a privilege it is for Jesus to speak to you? You aren't, listen to me closely here. If you get mad at me, you'll just have to take it up with the Lord, okay? You just an old sinner, all you are. That's all I am, just an old sinner. We're nothing. We ain't worth our bread, ain't worth the dirt we're made out of, amen. That's us, amen right there. And yet the darling Son of God will stand still and command us to be called. And then when we come to him, he'll look at us and actually talk to us. Woo, glory to God. We ought to be already running around the building. Amen. You ought to already be swinging from chandeliers. Amen. We do have chandeliers, by the way. Nobody has one, knows how to play one. We've got one. Say amen. We ought to be swinging from the lights. Amen. Why, preacher? Because the Son of God talks to us. Amen. We don't deserve that. Ezekiel over there, I quote so many times. He said in Ezekiel, should I be inquired of them at all? Should I be inquired of them at all? Should they be able to come to me? The answer is no. No, but he does. His grace and his mercy. Amen. Oh, listen to me tonight. What a blessing to know that. What a blessing to know that Jesus will speak to us. Notice verse 51. We find in verse 51, the Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? I find number 6, the choice of blind Bartimaeus. The choice. Now listen to me closely right here. Jesus has said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Now, if I said that to you, that wouldn't mean a whole lot. What wilt thou that I should do unto you? There's a limited amount of things that I can do to help you or that I can do for you, okay? But we're talking about the Son of God that can do all things and everything, okay? There's nothing he can't do. And he's the one that's looking at blind Bartimaeus and saying to him, what wilt thou that I should do unto you? You know what blind Bartimaeus said? I want $1 million. Huh? That wasn't what he said, was it? If your Bible says that, that's one of them perversions you got. Say amen. Lord, I just want a new Mercedes. Lord, I want a new bass boat. Huh? Wasn't what he said. But that's our mentality today in the world. Listen, the choice. Listen, blind Bartimaeus could have had anything he wanted. Anything whatsoever. But he got exactly what his heart desired. The most important thing in his life was his eyesight. The most important thing. The Bible does not say, as far as I know, the Bible does not say how long he'd been blind. I look back through the other Gospels and the other two Gospels, Matthew and Luke there. It does give this account. But as far as I can tell, it does not tell you how long that blind Bartimaeus had been blind. It may have been from his mother's womb. I don't know, since he'd been born. It may have been that he was in an accident and he lost his sight. I don't have a clue. I don't know. But I do know this. At that moment in time when Jesus asked him that question, that was the greatest need in his life, was to have his eyesight. Oh, can I tell you tonight, your greatest need, he can supply it. Amen. The greatest need, he can supply it. Amen. You say, preacher, I've already been saved. Well, I got good news for you. He's still supplying your need. He's still here asking the question, what can I do for you? Amen. He's still saying, I want to bless you. Amen. And the Bible says he'll still give us our heart's desire. Amen. Whatever it is. You say, preacher, I got a lost loved one that's dying and going to hell. Hey, he said he'd grant it for you. If you just, he said, what wilt thou that I can do unto you? Amen. Oh, listen, thank God for when Jesus talks to us and when he looks at us and says, what shall I do for thee? You remember over there, that woman there. I was talking about a little while ago in the scriptures over there. Elijah asked her, said, what wilt that I should do unto you? I believe it's Elisha, or it's Elisha, excuse me. Said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And she said, oh, that I could have a son. I mean, that's all she desired, and God gave her one, did he not? Amen, God gave her one. I say to you tonight, listen, the Son of God will give you your heart's desire. I promise you that tonight, amen. But that choice, listen to me closely now, that choice that he made was what got him out of the ditch. I'm still preaching on how to get out of the ditch, how to get out of the wayside. That wayside's not a good place to be, amen? That's where blind Bartimaeus was at. He was the highway side. He was there in the ditch, if you will, okay? And he, listen, his desire was to get out of that place. He couldn't get out of there without his eyesight because he didn't know how to go. He didn't know which direction to go. But boy, when Jesus come by and he gave him his eyesight, he knew how to get out of that place, and that's exactly what happened. I'm afraid sometimes we get into highways or the wayside over there and in the ditch. We just want to do like an old hog and waller over there. We'll stay there a while, amen. We get complacent over there. But I'm here to tell you, you need to get out of that place, amen. Ain't no, listen, number one, if you ain't been out of that place, get saved and get out of that place, you need to. If you're a Christian, got back into that place, you need to get out of there, amen. Amen. Don't need to wallow in that place. You need to get out of that place. Listen, but I can tell you this evening how to get out of that place. You got to cry out to Him, amen. And when you get to make that choice, you say, Lord, I want to receive my side, amen. What a blessing. Let me give you number seven. I look in the next verse, the last verse there, and I find the change of blind Bartimaeus. The change. Notice verse 52. And Jesus said unto him, well, let's look back at verse 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I find the change, blind Bartimaeus. The change. First of all, I find his clothes changed. Preacher, why is that? The Bible says he cast off all his garment. He cast off all that stuff to keep him down in there, amen. Then he made that choice and said, Lord, that I can receive my sight. And I find here in the scriptures, Jesus says this, thy faith hath made thee whole. He had faith. You listen to me closely. Everybody look this way and you listen to me. If you get saved by the grace of God, it'll be by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Always has been, always will be, okay? There's no other way to get to heaven, to get to God without the Lord Jesus Christ. Having faith in Him, amen? And that's exactly what happened. Beforehand, I don't believe he really believed. But I believe now he had faith in Jesus Christ, amen? And he said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Notice the next part of that. The Bible says this, and immediately he received his sight. I say again, and you know me, I like to do this because we're bad to think about it. He received his sight, and he said, okay. Now it's been a long time. If he has had an accident, lost his eyesight, it's been a long time since he's been able to see. And do you think for 1 second he gets his eyesight back and he's looking down? Oh, okay, whatever. No. I mean, he's excited. He got his eyesight. He can see, amen. He can see to get out of that ditch. He can see to get out of the wayside, amen. Oh, it's changed him, amen. He's not the same he used to be. Wonder what happened to him the next day. Do you reckon blind Bartimaeus the next day went back to that same place and sat by the wayside begging? Oh, no, if he did, he's crazy, amen. I don't think he went back there and got into that same place, but we've done that so many times. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Oh, yeah, go back to the same place. Lord, help us stay out in places, amen. But I don't believe he went back to that place. He was changed. There was something different. Everybody heard that song where I'm not the man I used to be. I don't go the places I used to go. I don't say the things I used to say. Listen, we shouldn't do that. I wanted to go tonight over in the book of Ephesians and try to carry on the book of Ephesians there. And the Lord wouldn't let me. But man, we get talking about all that stuff in Ephesians there, the way we're supposed to live. We'll see. It's a changed life, amen. He was totally changed completely. He's not in a ditch anymore. He's out, amen. He's changed there. And I notice with me here in the last part of this. He says, and immediately he received his sight and went home. Is that what your Bible says? And immediately went to the grocery store. And immediately went to Walmart. Oh no, listen. What did he say? And he immediately followed Jesus in the way. I go back to the title of the message. He got out of the ditch. He got out of the wayside. Amen. He got out of that place and he followed Jesus. I believe, listen to me, if we get out of the ditch, we'll follow Jesus. I worry about folks who are still in the ditch. Amen. Now listen to me. I'm not telling you lose your salvation, okay? You know me good and better than that, okay? I believe in eternal security. I believe we're saved until we get to heaven, amen? Preserved, I believe that. But I do believe every now and then, if we ain't careful, as a Christian, we'll let ourselves be dragged right back in the ditch. We'll get right back in the wayside in that old mess we used to get in. Somebody say amen right there. When we ought to get out of that mess, do just like, by the way, The same recipe for getting out the first time is the same recipe for getting out the second time. What are you going to do? I'm going to cry out to Jesus. Am I the only one that has the problem? You go back to pray to him, you say, Lord, it's me again. Huh? If you ain't, you're more spiritual than I am. Go back and say, Lord, it's me again. I messed up. Amen. That's the way we are. Get back in that ditch. But when I cry out to him, you know what he does? He calls for me again. Has that mercy on me. I always find mercy down there. Amen. I always find grace down there. Amen. I don't need to be down there, but I find mercy and grace to get there. Amen. That's my God. Amen. You know what he does? He calls for me, gets me out of that place, and allows me to follow him. Walk with him and talk with him. Oh, what a precious place to be. Amen. When we can walk and talk with Jesus. I believe tonight we do get back in those places. We do get back by the wayside. But I'm glad tonight he'll bring you out of that wayside. If you'll just cry out to him, you'll call to him, I promise you, he'll bring you out of that place. Amen. I believe he will. Let's stand to your feet tonight.